Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the special monthly Wire People Into That educational segment sponsored by my friends at the Pleasure Chest. Okay, so I'm sure my listeners have complicated feelings about Valentine's Day just as I do, but I try to cope with the lacy pink and red season by focusing on something I know we can all get behind: love, just the pure, unadulterated concept of love. Not just romance, not even just sex, but love in all its forms. And here to discuss all different forms of good lovin' is Chicago-based Pleasure Chest sex specialist Tania. Hey Tania, what's up?
Hey, hello.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So Tania, who are you and what do you do at the Pleasure Chest?
So I am the manager of the Pleasure Chest Lincoln Avenue location. We're lucky enough here in Chicago to have two locations.
Cool.
So I'm mainly at the Lincoln Avenue one. And I basically, I just manage staff and the store and plan events, and I teach in our workshop program, and I'm here all the time.
Nice. What is your favorite workshop to teach?
Ooh, I just taught a butt sex basics class early January, and that's one of my favorites to teach because I think there's a lot of weird stigmas about butt sex and things like that. And but yet people are always interested. When you say butt, like, everyone listens. So
yes.
I think that's one of my favorite classes to teach.
Well, I personally think that anal sex is very romantic. It is predicated on trust and intimacy, and I feel like when you know how to have great butt sex, I feel like there are so many lessons there for a good relationship, like going slow and figuring out how much friction works for you, and all great communication, and then just like mind-blowing pleasure.
Yeah, definitely.
And busting taboos too. Saying fuck you to social taboos also is great for relationships.
Yeah, that's a very freeing feeling. And I think people have like a lot of just scary thoughts about asses. It's like when you find out it doesn't have to be that way. It's a really freeing and good feeling. Like, our anal anatomy is built for pleasure. So, you know.
Well,
what's up?
I couldn't agree more. Okay, now we know that you like teaching about butt sex, but tell us a little bit more about you. What do you do when you're not at the Pleasure Chest?
Oh, okay. So I guess like the more interesting answer would be, I am a writer. I focus on poetry.
Cool.
Like, written my whole life, I think, as soon as I could learn how to write about myself. And that's what I do. I did that. I also like to collect and like classify stones and crystals and things. I'm really into geology. But nice. I guess the less interesting part of it is you can generally catch me like at like 1 a.m. making carts on websites of stuff that I'm not going to buy. I just need to do that because it feels good. And you know, just taking pictures of the food that I eat, and
yes,
that's basically what I do.
Oh my God. So crystals, food porn, and the internet equivalent of window shopping.
It's basically
very sensible, very sensible. Well, Tania, what are your general feelings about this time of year and Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think you mentioned before there's a lot of like complex feelings about Valentine's Day, and I think it's been put out there that, you know, it's a holiday and it's like a Hallmark holiday type of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's complex more for me because I think it's a time where, you know, as an adult, you really need time to be like, I'm going to focus on this, you know, like where you have to kind of structure your time and your week or whatever on focusing on a certain thing. And any day to focus on like showing someone that you care about them, I'm cool with.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of express love in so many different beautiful ways because we're all different and beautiful. And I think that Valentine's Day is just like that one part on the calendar where you're like, well, it's February 1st and I don't feel like that, but like closer to February 14th, I might, you know, write a poem for someone, or I don't know. Like I think it brings us out of our shells sometimes.
Oh, well, that's a really beautiful, positive attitude. I love that. So what do you, how long have you worked at Pleasure Chest?
I've been with the Pleasure Chest for 2 years.
So you've seen a couple of Valentine's Days.
Yes.
What is the Pleasure Chest like around Valentine's Day?
It's pretty crazy, but fun. Not crazy, like, ouch, but but fun. I think, you know, generally it's like that weekend before Valentine's Day where everyone's like, I'm off work and I have my list and I'm going to go to town and you know, stock up on all the things, or like come in and talk to someone who knows about these things, because we get a lot of first timers Valentine's season.
Like folks who have never shopped at a sex toy store before.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think, what is it about Valentine's Day that brings people in for the first time?
For a lot of people, love equals sex. And then
I mean, I can't argue with that.
Right. And then sex equals getting in your car and driving to the Pleasure Chest and, you know, picking out a sex toy or, you know, a massage oil or a really good book or something.
Yeah.
Or just even, I know a lot of people come in for themselves, you know, like it's like, I need to get something for me. You know?
Yeah. Well, I definitely endorse that. I mean, I think obviously, you know, we just came through the holiday season, and I think that sex toy shopping and, you know, really all the things that you can buy at the Pleasure Chest are, you know, I mean, I don't ever buy anything else because I just kind of feel like, well, whatever the occasion is, other people are going to get you things, and I'm the one that's going to get you something that's like maybe slightly inappropriate. You know, I think that when we think of pleasure products, we think of, you know, Eros love, but obviously pleasure and love is the purview of a lot of different kinds of relationships, including the relationship that we have with ourselves. And sometimes when we feel pressure and stress and maybe inadequacy around a time of year that is supposed to be about one particular kind of relationship, that it makes self-care and self-love even more important.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like just coming off of the holiday season, a lot of the holiday season is taking a lot of yourself and putting it out there and like your, you know, your resources, your energy, your money, whatever, and putting it on other folks. And I think, you know, it's February and it's, you know, it's one of those months that kind of get lost in months. And if it wasn't for Valentine's Day, and it's like, what better time to like kind of focus on yourself and, you know, make sure that you're loving yourself too.
Yeah, it's also everything. It's also cold as hell. I'm sure it's
so cold.
I'm sure it's very cold in Chicago. It is cold.
Yeah,
in
there's
New
like
York.
A foot of snow on the ground, and we're like still trekking through it. Like I gotta go to work. Like what's up?
Yeah, we're not quite out of the woods yet. No, this is definitely a time for being kind to yourself. So are you guys doing any special events for the Season of Love?
Yes, we are. We are doing a kind of like a sexy self-care celebration sponsored by our friends at Fun Factory.
Now, what day is that?
That's going to be Sunday from 4 to 7 at our Lincoln. So my location, the Lincoln location.
And that's the Sunday, the 11th of February?
The 11th. Yes. Awesome. The 11th. Uh-huh. So we're going to have like a DIY make your own bath salts with like essential oils and like dried flowers, like just really sensual and like just involving all the senses, and like customize your own candle. We're going to have snacks and wine, and I will be teaching a workshop, the ultimate O, like enhancing your own orgasm. I like to teach classes about like self love and masturbation and things like that, because I think it's not something you think about. You're just like, yeah, well, I masturbate, or you pretend you don't, or I don't know. I'm going to go to a class to like talk about these feelings about masturbation. And I think that's like some of my favorite correspondence with people is like those types of classes. But it's just going to be a big party here. So,
well, that sounds really fun. I believe that there are actually that event is going on at the New York store on the Upper East Side and the LA store in West Hollywood, as well as your Chicago store.
It's a good time to come and like indulge, and it's called Palentine's.
Yes.
So bring your friends, bring someone you care about, and make some candles and salts.
Oh my god, my producer today is like, her like jaw is hitting the floor. She loves Palentine's. Well, that's really nice, because it's so that I like the idea that it's about self-care, but also about the love among your friends.
Yeah.
I think that platonic love is a beautiful thing to celebrate during the Valentine's Day season.
Definitely. Love in all forms.
So why do you think it's so important for people to come to a workshop to talk about masturbation and orgasm?
I think it's important for people to come to a workshop to talk about masturbation and orgasms in a space that is specifically focused on that, as opposed to, it can happen in any capacity, but I think we really focus on when people come in and they have questions about their partner or partners, or, you know, and it really just starts with you. It starts with are your needs being met by you? Are you paying attention to what your body is telling you, or like what you really need? And I think it's kind of like in society, we don't really get a lot of encouragement to focus on ourselves. And I know in general, masturbation is always, if you say that word anywhere, like it's pretty, like you'll get a look. Just making a safe space for people to come and talk about that, and then also get like, you know, anatomy information, and like these are tools that you can use, and like seeing toys as tools and not like a replacement for something, or you know, that's a big part of like what I teach in terms of self-love.
Amazing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I've said all of this stuff about how Valentine's Day does not have to be about partner love or partner sex, but I am sure that there are a lot of people out there who want to get a very special gift for their special someone. So let, and I do think that Pleasure Chest is an amazing place to do it. Obviously, you can get something for your partner and something for yourself at the same time. But, or maybe you've just never had the, you've never had the excuse or the reason or the justification to walk into a Pleasure Chest, but you feel like, okay, I'm here shopping for Valentine's Day, and that, that feels like maybe a little bit more like socially safe. So if, let's say that I walk into your store and I say that I want to get something really special for my spouse or my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my fiance, whatever, for Valentine's Day, where would we start that search for that perfect gift?
We would start with our kit section. We have some specially curated kits for some that were created for this time period, this like very special gift giving time period. In particular, like my favorite kit right now, well, I have two, because I have everything in these kits, and also because I, this is like a good gift for anyone, anybody, any type of body. The Ready to Rumble kit has like the Magic Wand original, and some lube, and like a pop top like thing to put on top of the head, to change the
vibrator
texture.
Cool.
Yeah, and the Magic Wand in general is like the OG of wands, and like a, you know, super rumbly vibration.
Yeah. Awesome.
I really love that kit. And then the Trendsetter kit has the Crave necklace.
Yeah,
the Vesper, which is a super, it just looks like a really nice, cool, like, oh, that's fashion, like piece of jewelry, like, oh, fashion, I see you. And it's like stainless steel, the tip heats up, it's just super sexy. And it comes with lube, and it comes with some like entangled ties for light bondage, or like a blindfold, or like a gag if you want to make that. And I like those two kits to like recommend to folks. But I think in general, like recommending kits or like coming in and checking out like the whole experience, as opposed to like, I'm going to get this one thing. And like I paint, and I know like for a fact, like when I go into an art store, like if I come in for something, I generally like, oh, there's this paint I need. But there's also like some like paint thinner I need, or like some cleaning stuff, or like a palette or something. You know, you want to get the whole experience and not just part of the experience, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Pleasure Chest is such a fun place to shop and discover things. I can't imagine like just walking in with your blinders on and getting one thing and getting out. And there's so many things that complement one another.
Yeah, definitely. It's really setting up that like all senses, all your whole body type of experience.
Awesome. Well, do you have any recommendations for non-traditional Valentine's Day shopping at the Pleasure Chest? So like, you know, obviously you mentioned a couple of kits, a couple of vibrators, but you know, is there anything else in the store that might not be the first thing that people, that comes to mind when people are thinking of sex toy shopping?
Books.
Yes.
Definitely. And I think in general, just like finding a place that has good sex books, or like a good collection, or like, you know, specially curated selection of books that are from, you know, good sources of information. We have a lot of books, and I don't think there's anything sexier than giving someone a book about the sex that, you know, you've been talking about, or, you know, it, like books are definitely something that people don't think about like firsthand, but they make great gifts.
I totally agree. What are some of your favorite books that are sold at the Pleasure Chest?
Oh my God. I love Allison Moon's Girl Sex 101.
Yes.
I think everyone should have a copy of that. I think there should be a Girl Sex 101 day that we have to observe.
Yes.
Where we only talk about the book.
Oh my God. I obviously agree. You know, I have a little essay in that book.
Yeah.
So for that reason and many others, I agree with you. Everybody should have girl sex, whether you are a girl or you have sex with girls or you like to fantasize about having sex with girls or you just, it, there's like, oh, there's erotica and instruction and like different perspectives in it. So good.
Yeah, it's really good. I like too that, so the book starts out with a quote from Bruce Lee that's basically like, you know, adapt what's useful, reject what's useless, and then the rest is like kind of make your own, like it's up to you. Yeah. And I think that's kind of like a really great quote to put before a book, you know, like and before anything in life. Like I think that should be the theme, you know. You're going to come across a lot of information, a lot of different experiences, and you kind of like, you know, pick up what's useful to you and reject what's useless, and then, you know, put your own flair on it.
I love that. So cool. Well, is there anything else coming up in the month of February at the store that you are looking forward to?
So not February because it's so busy here. Oh, actually, no, actually, we do have a workshop at the end of February. So a week from a week and a day after Valentine's Day, we have a workshop. It's free. All of our workshops are completely free.
Yes.
Because we feel like it's super important to get this good information for free, you know, like
totally
just make it accessible for everyone. But we have the ultimate O, pleasing the penis. Ooh. And that's going to be from 8 to 10 at our Lincoln location. And that's Wednesday, February 21st. We're going to talk about pleasing the penis, you know.
Awesome. And,
yeah. And then we have one more February 28th. Sexy strap-ons for all. And when we say for all, we mean for all. It's going to be taught by Anne Marie. And yeah, we're going to talk about strap-ons and pegging and just anything. And it's a class for any, you know, orientation, all bodies.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Are you teaching anything coming up that you're excited about?
Just the ultimate O workshop, enhancing your orgasm on Sunday. Oh, yeah, cool. I'm teaching that.
Right.
And then I probably will not be teaching again until like later this spring.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Well, any final recommendations to folks as they're thinking about how they want to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Don't forget about yourself. You know, love you and everything you do in your body. You're amazing. And don't forget about yourself. Take all the time you need to feel good. If you feel good, you can make someone else feel good.
That is great advice. And do you have any closing advice for folks who are shopping at the Pleasure Chest for the first time, maybe drawn in by Valentine's Day?
Don't be afraid to ask us questions. That's what we're here for. We live, breathe, and eat all of this. So ask us questions. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to yell. We're really chill, and we love talking about sex and dildos and books and whatever, what have you.
Fantastic. Well, Tania, thank you so much for being here today. Is there anywhere online that people can find you or anything that you want to plug from your work that you want people to be aware of?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. I am Turd Ferguson, Turd, T-U-R-D, and then _ Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. And it's just basically like my process of like making art and like my life and things like that. So if you want to know about crazy, silly stuff, you can follow me.
Where does that name come from?
Comes from Saturday Night Live.
Gotcha.
Norm MacDonald. It was like some Jeopardy like recreation. It was like gotcha. Made up name for that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, well, that is all the time that we have for today. So everybody can check out the pleasurechest.com as well as the New York City, LA, and Chicago stores. They all have their own Twitter account, and then all of the stores have one integrated Instagram account, which everybody should be following. And thank you so much for being here, Tania.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tina. This was so fun.
Awesome. And I hope that love keeps all of my listeners warm this February.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.